Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, the second parak of Masechah Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Kohen Gadol, second parak here in Sanhedrin. This parak goes for a couple of daf until we get to Zeborer, that is the third parak on Daf Chav Gimel. So we have a five-lot parak here, starting with Kohen Gadol. We spoke about all the halachas relating to Kohen Gadol and to a melech. That is what this parak is about. Why are we discussing this here? Because Kohen Gadol and Melech came up in the first Mishnah, the first parak, where we discussed whether how many judges are needed to judge a Kohen Gadol, Tvarev Shel Gadol, and that is what Tosfos says on the bottom of why this Mishnah is here. Vadesan Kohen Gadol Baser Parakama Mishum Da'aydi D'Tanya BaParakama Mili to Kohen Gadol. We spoke about the things of the Kohen Gadol. Pasuk Mishai Relay. First it finishes what are the other cases that you need various Dayanim for. V'Hadar Tani Le Ma'ala Shal Melech D'Chashiv Minei. And then besides the Kohen Gadol, we speak about the Melech because those are two unique individuals in Halacha in our nation. V'Yacharkach, and therefore then it goes back to the regular Uchas Dayanim in the next parak of Zabla Zebor Lo Echad. Okay, so now we get into the parak. So Kohen Gadol don vidanin oso. A Kohen Gadol is done. We judge him. He can judge and vidanin oso. He can be judged. Right? Meaning, what's the chiddush? We'll have to see what the chiddush is of each of these, as the Gemara will talk about it. But a Kohen Gadol can judge, and he can be judged. Meid umeidin oso. He can give testimony, and testimony can be given against him. The Yerushalmi discusses right here, the beginning of the second parak in Sanhedrin. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to come and be involved? What about an antler? What about, as we discussed a little bit a couple of months ago, I think at the end of Bava Basra, we discussed the sugyas of somebody coming to court instead of the Baal Davar, instead of the Baal Din, right? An antler, what we might call a towing for the nitva, right? An antler, a shliach for the toveya. That we know, that is clear, it is allowed. But what about for the nitva? So we discussed, it's not 100% clear in the various sukkahs and shas. That is a big discussion in the Ritva in Shavuos Adaf Lamed, where the Ritva quotes all the different opinions, whether one can have an antler, one is allowed. Says the Ritva, quoting from his from the Rif and quoting from the other Rishonim, She'ein mamanid antler l'nitva. Ela hu atzmo bala bezdin. Ela imkein hu chole o isha yikara shasholchin lahem shluchei bezdin. Aval antler lo. So you quote some Rishonim that say, you cannot send a stand-in. Right, the question is, could you send a stand-in for the Kohen Gadol here, or for the Melech? Says the first day of the Ritva, V'tam devrayim, de toveahu yachol limnos morsha. Mishav de ha'amalei zildon v'zachi. A toveah can send a shliach, v'havalei ketoveah atzma u'bal davarhu. And that is, person is a stand-in for the toveah. Avo benitva de lecha lememrahachi, by the nitva who is not acting, he is just passive, so it's much harder to appoint a shliach. So a hula of the best in Oshishmu Shluchayim Taino Sehem. Lakayim Ashanam of Ambushne Anashim. And then others give a Taina Acher because an outler might be Mosif Tainos, Smiatsu Shal Sheker, Vichulu. That's some Rishonim. Vigam Ramban Zal Mibali Svarazui quotes. But he says, Varabe Menach wrote him. Many others say, the calls, the Nitva, Mimana, to call Nitva, Mimana, Antler, Vishlucha Kamoso. No, you have shlichus. Shlichus applies by the nitva also. Sha'ala lo yishana li yoschoti v'lo lo u'bal davar nami. Kvar hu yodea de b'shas shvua yitzarach levo lebezdin. She'inat lo l'shvua v'chinir b'yushalmi. So he quotes the different days related to antler. And there's more there. He says, and that's the chin haya osa mori hara'a halacha l'maisa b'chol yob. V'chad amali mori harash bazal. V'arambam lo di rebezek lo mechiburo. That's a separate mystery why the Rambam doesn't mention it one way or the other. But that's the sugya of antler that comes up here in the Yerushalmi relating to why can't we do that for a Kohen Gadol instead of his coming. So again, the Kohen Gadol can judge and be judged. The Kohen Gadol can give testimony and have testimony against him. Choleitz v'choltzin le'ishto. The Kohen Gadol can do chalitza if his brother dies. Chalitza is done and choltzin le'ishto. If he dies, then his wife performs chalitza v'choltzin le'ishto. U'miyaminis ishto. And his brother could do yibum to his wife. If the Kohen Gadol dies without having children, and he has a brother, so then the brother does yibim to his wife. But of course, he does not do yibim because yibim means that his brother died and his brother's wife is an almana, and the Kohen Gadol is aser ba'almana. The Gemara Yivamis talks about it as well. What about asi dochalosa? Say not for now. Mesla, stop there for a second. Says the interesting. Why is chalitza mentioned first before yibim? Why is cholitz v'cholzin? Maybe because you want to say the two cases that work first, and then the distinction. That's probably the pasha pshat. The Sharmas Yana Balacha suggests maybe it's to allude to us that mitzvahs chalitza bizmar hazeh is kodem l'mitzvahs yibum, like the sheet of Abishol. It has a machlokas tanoim, but Abishol holds, Yevamis Daf Lamed Tes talks about this, that bizmar hazeh we can't have proper kavana when we do yibum, and therefore we know Ashkenazim do not do yibum anymore. Some circles Sfardim do. That was a big sugya of Rav Ovadia many years ago. We came out with a tshuva, which was somewhat controversial, but the Sharm Sena Balach here quote that maybe the Ashkenazic custom is like Abishol, as is quoted at the beginning of Yivamis as well, and therefore Chalitza is mentioned first to allude to us of Mitzvah Chalitza is Kodem L'Mitzvahs Yibam. Okay, Meis Lo Meis, what happens if a Kohen Gadol loses a relative? Eino Yotze Achar Hamita. He cannot go after the Mita, he cannot follow the coffin. Elahei Nichsin V'hu Nigle Vei. He follows them somewhat, the Tanna Kabbah holds, that they go down a certain street, and he could, after they finish going down that street, he could go into that street once he can't see them anymore, right? Hey Nichsin, once they get covered. So V'hu Nigle, then he could come. Hey Nigle V'hu Nichsin. And once they're, he's able to see them, so then he's not allowed to go in at that moment. He has to wait for them to move on a little bit more. Why is that? And the let's just finish for a second. V'yotzi imoin ad Pesach shar ha'ir. David Meir says you could do this until you get to the gate of the city. He could go down one street, go down another street, but he cannot be seen with them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Yotzi in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he cannot go out of the Beis HaMikdash at all. Mishib Shenemar, Umina Mikdash lo Yetse. Cannot go out of the base of Mikdash. He has to stay in the base of Mikdash. He cannot even go follow in the streets. Why not? Rashi. And a Yotzi Achar Mita, Dilma Asilaminga. Because he might come to touch the meat of the coffin. And a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matame, even for his seven relatives. There are Kohanim that are not Kohen Gadol, they're allowed to be Matame, and maybe even obligated to be Matame for their seven relatives. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch says, Durachecha Darchei Noam, even though this goes on the list of many, right? The Gemara has a couple, but the Rishonim add on many more cases of halachos, which are based on the principle of Durachecha Darchei Noam, which we just mentioned recently. Rabbi Nebachai, who says that the reason that a nachash is not one of the Shmona Shratzim, right? Why isn't a nachash tameh? We had it on yesterday's daf. Because of Durachecha Darchei Noam, we don't want anybody to think twice about having to go over and kill a nachash. Oh, am I going to become tummy if I do this? No, just go over and take care of it. It's not one of the Shmona Shratzim. So the Sefer Chinuch says it by Kohanim. Kohen is allowed to be Matami for his seven relatives. Imagine if, you know, a person's a father, mother, sister, brother dies, and they can't go to the Levaya, or they can't go near, so, Durachecha Darchei Noam, the Torah allows it. Kohen Gadol is different, right? He's more of a representative of the entire Tzibur, and he's an exception to the rule, that's true. But, says the Rashi here, what's the halacha, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda saying that the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Beis Hamikdash at all? He can't follow the path because of Dilma, he might come to touch the coffin. V'hainu da'azakra, and that's what the Pasuk is warning, min ha'mikdash lo yetze, mikdusha solo yetze. He cannot go out of his kedusha, klomar, yisrachek min ha'ki'ur. You have to be distant. Go away from what's ugly in the eyes of Halacha. Shal yavol edei tuma v'chulu, and he doesn't come to tuma. So this is an example that Rashi says. Dilma asilaminga. This is one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's examples. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov in Simen Ches discusses the sugya of Siyag D'Oraisa, fence laws on a D'Oraisa level. Even though we're usually familiar with the principle on a D'Rabbanan level of Asu Siyag LaTorah and Asu Mishveres L'Mishmarti, but we also have a number of cases where we have a concept of a Siyag D'Oraisa that even the Torah says don't do A because you might come to B. And one of the first ones that is quoted by Rabbi Yosef Engel is here, the Rashi here in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Ches. What are other examples? And here, what does it say? The Kohen Gadol can't go out because he might become Tameh. But that first halach is also Daraisa. That's Rashi. So other examples are the Ran in the beginning of Psachim. The Ran says, why do you need Bedika? Why do you need Balya? All these other Chumris of Chametz? Because people are used to Chametz the whole year. And then the Ran says, V'efshar od shebe b'nei tamzeh, possible because of the Chumra of Chametz, Hechmira Torah. bow la'avar alav aval yir abayim atzei. Because of the isra achila, the Torah says you cannot even have it in your rishus. Right? So that's the A is aser mishum B. You're not allowed to even have chametz in your house, da'araisa, because you might come to eat it, mi da'araisa. Or halachis of, he quotes, of a nazir, even coming in contact, in the proximity with wine, the kesef mishnah, the beginning of Elchas Tumas Meis, the kesef mishnah, at least according to one possibility, the isra of cooking basar b'chalav, is because you might come to eat basar b'chalav if you're involved in cooking it. And then number four on this list, is the Rashi right here in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Ches. That is the Din D'oraisa. He quotes that the Ramban argues. V'ulam das Ramban b'hasagosa l'sefer mitzvahs shorish hei jidrasha the Sanhedrin anal asvachta b'almahu. Just an asvachta, it's not a Din D'oraisa, and then it wouldn't be a raya, it wouldn't be an example of a siyag d'oraisa. But number five is also a fascinating suggestion. He quotes the Rashi from Parshas Brachos, but it's really a Medrash. The Medrash of Brachos Rabbah, Amar of Shimon bar Yochai, Basar v'adam she'ineni yodea lo ita v'lo rega'av v'lo sha'osav, a person, a human being who doesn't exactly know the exact time, every second, who most of b'chol ha'kodesh, we don't know exactly when zmanim are, even if we look at our watches, even if we have a very exact connected to a satellite clock, but still, we're human beings, so we don't know to the milliseconds, we have to be mosif b'chol ha'kodesh. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sho Yodea Regav V'Sha'osa, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows exact time, Nichnas Bo Gechut HaSaira. What does that Medrash reflect? That when it comes to Tosef HaShabbos, Tosef HaShabbos is a Siyag D'Oraisa. It's an Asay. Usually you have Siyag D'Oraisas that are Los Asays. Here's an Asay. Mumavur Detam Tosef HaShabbos Humishum Gzeira Shema Yavo Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos. The Basav Adam and Yochol at Samsei Mashal, the Avagav to the Tosef HaShabbos, who Daraisa, even though Tosef HaShabbos Daraisa, the Rashbi, Azil, Bazel, Taimei, and Rashbi Yechai goes according to his reasoning, right? Reb Shimon, there's Reb Shimon, who Darshan's Shina Taim at the Kra, which we had recently as well. Okay, and then he quotes more relating to that. And there are many other examples, the Isra of Negiyah, according to the Rambam, the Isra of Yichud, various types of Yichud. The Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, that when you make a neder, you shouldn't say Lashem Kodesh, you should say Kodesh Lashem, because a person might die after they say the word Lashem, but that might be also be a Din D'oraisa. The Klei Yakar writes on the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam, that one, why, I'll get another mitzvah I say, so that you don't come to eat the dam. Right? So there's many different examples of Siyag D'oraisa, but this is one of them right here, Rashi in Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Ches. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now at the beginning of, continuing the Mishnah. One other hard discussion I wanted to mention. The Rambam has an interesting halacha. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei Hamikdash, the Rambam quotes that the Kohen Gadol never leaves Yerushalayim. That's the, you have this halacha of the Kohen Gadol going out towards the front of the city to follow the mita, but the Rambam Menachos Klei Hamikdash quotes, "Ubayis yelo muchan b'migdash v'hu anikra lishkas Kohen Gadol v'tifarto ukvodo shehu yoshev b'migdash kol hayom v'lo yetze elo labeso bilvad balayla osha oshatay bayom." He goes on a night or an hour or two during the day, and then the Rambam adds, "V'yehe beso b'Yerushalayim ve'enozaz misham." The Kohen Gadol has to be in Yerushalayim; he never leaves. The big shaila is, the Kesef Mishnah does not mention, what's the source of this Rambam? The Kohen Gadol never leaves Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah sounds like he is not allowed to, b'shas levaya. It doesn't say that he always has to be there. So what is the source that he never leaves? The Menachas Chinuch suggestion, creative suggestion, in mitzvah, kuf, lamed vav, well, we know the Kohen Gadol has to bring a carbon every single day. The Menachas Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol brings half in the morning and half in the afternoon, every single day. And we know there's halacha of lina. The day that you bring a karban, you have to sleep over. You're not allowed to leave the Yerushalayim without sleeping over. That's why the Bnei Yisrael, after Yontif, they couldn't leave right after Yontif. They had to wait that night. So suggest the Minchas Chinuch. That's why the Kohen Gadol has to have his house in the Yerushalayim, because every day is the mitzvah of Lina. Avol be'emes ha'tam do'ayaton Lina b'Yerushalayim ebnei ha'karbet shebevi b'chol yom v'zeh emes u'barur v'shamati zeh mitalmida yichyeh v'kasafti kein ala gilyon b'Rambam Shali. I was so excited my Talmud made the suggestion. I wrote it down on the side of my Rambam. And that is what we have from Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Vav, Os Zayin. Suggestion for the Rambam, why the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim and never sleep away. Good. Says the Mishnah continuing, Ukshemenachim Achirim, and when he gives Nechama to others, which Rashi kind of describes an opposite way that we do it. We usually have at the after Levaya, we have everybody lines up in two shiros, and the Alveilim pass through, and we say Hamakom Yenachim. But the Rashi describes a different way of doing it, that the Avelim are sitting, maybe this is what we do afterwards, the Avelim are sitting, and everybody is passing by them. Rashi says, "Kshumenachim bishura kishachosheh mikvaras ameis she'ein shalo, derek ha'am ovrin zeh achar zeh, the am goes one after another, umenachimin es ha'avel, shomid b'mamado, and the avel is omed in his mamad, and everybody else goes past. So when the Kohen Gadol goes and comforts others, derek ha'am ovrin zeh achar zeh, everyone goes one after another, v'hamemuneh mimatzo beino levein ha'am." And the Mamuna, the appointed one, the Sgan HaKohanim, the one who's like the Shamash of the Kohen Gadol, he puts the Kohen Gadol between himself and the Am, and the Kohen Gadol, goes to give Nechama. Ukshu misnachem yachem, and when the Kohen Gadol gets Nechama, when he is an Onain slash Avel, when he is an Avel, he gets Nechama from others, kol amo mimlo, all the Am says to him, anu kaparascha, we are your kapara. We are your kapara. What does that mean? Rashi. Banu tiskaper ata. In us, you should get kapara. V'yanachnu tachtecha l'chalaroi lavo alecha. We accept all kapara. Right? Sounds like the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Where the Gemara says, for the first year, after a father or mother dies, one has to say, Hareni kaparas mishkavo. Instead of saying, Zechrono levracha, one says, Hareni kapara. All anything, that's supposed to happen to one's parent, you know, should come on the child. Hareni kaparas mishkavo. So here's a similar idea, that all of Klal Yisrael say to the Kohen Gadol, Anu kaparascha, right? We are your kapara, it should all come upon us. Question is, how can they do that? Okay, maybe you could say a child is a stand-in for the parent, and the child could accept for the parent the surin or whatever is supposed to happen to a parent, right? Brakara tavua. But what about a strangers and all of Klal Yisrael? So how does that work? So again, the Shurim Masiyan Balacha suggests, if all of Klal Yisrael together come, so then they're asking basically to spread it out and only take a little bit. Each person is ready to take a little bit of the Yisurin, right? Not too much, right? This says the Shurim Masiyan Balacha. But Sarachi, Heich Mekaban Alatman Lios Kapara. Tachtav, b'shvil kaparaso, yachal ha-kadosh baruch hu lavei lehem yisurim, v'dilma lo yuchlu l'kablan achar kaf, you bought him b'yisurim, v'ef shalom, ar dekivet, shkho yisrael makablan az asmam, imkein magiel kol echad rak achuz echad, they're going to leave a little, if all of Klal Yisrael say it, then each one's only going to get a little bit, like the Gemara in Erechin that describes Yisurin. Ad heichan tachlis Yisurin, the Gemara in Erechin daf tezayin. If you reach into your pocket, you take out the wrong coin, or your shirt gets, you put in the wrong arm the first time, right? Different little levels of Yisurin. So if everybody together does it, then they each get a little bit. Like we had earlier back on daf zayin, remember the Dayanim always tried to get other Dayanim to be with them so that, you know, if there was any type of mistake, the kolar will be tully on all of them, and not just one of them. It can be spread out. So here too, all of Klal Yisrael say that to the Kohen Gadol, and he answers them, "V'omer lohem tisbarchu min hashamayim." He says to them, "Okay, you should have a bracha. You should have a bracha." Ukshem avrino so, and when the suda's havra is done, as we know, the first suda, the avel eats after he goes back from the cemetery. He doesn't eat from his own, and he's broad bread and eggs. Shemavrino so kolam misuben al aretz. The whole am sits on the floor. V'meisav al asafsal, and he sits on a bench. Right? They can't be higher than the Kohen Gadol. So if he's going to be low, they have to be even lower. They have to be even lower, and therefore he sits on the safsal to give a little kavid, while the others sit on the floor. That is all Kohen Gadol. Now we have the Melech. Once we're talking about one chashav person in Am Yisrael, we speak about the other one and all the details. Hamelech lo don v'lo don noso, a king does not judge, right? The opposite of the Kohen Gadol. He does not come to be the judge. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Hamelech lo don v'lo don noso, and then he is not judged. Lo meid noso, he does not give testimony in Bezdin, and testimony is not said about him. Right, this he has somewhat of elastic power, as we know. Right, the concept of kavod hamelech, som tasim alecha melech shetei maso alecha. We'll get to that later on in the parak. But the Kohen Gadol has broad powers. He has four extra mitzvahs. right? Three lo sases can have too many wives or horses or money, as this parak describes. And he has the mitzvah, as we know, mitzvah asay to have a sefer Torah with him the whole time. As the pasuk says in Parashat Shoftim, he has to have it his entire life. He has to write it and always have it with him. But the Drushas Aran, in a few places in the Drushas Aran, discusses this halacha of the Kohen Gadol needing his own sefer Torah. Says the Ran, again, a topic that he talks about a few times, the difference between a shofet and a melech. Shezeh Hevdel, I'm reading from the drushes, the 11th, Drush HaChadassar. Shezeh Hevdel ben HaShofet v'HaMelech. Shashofet Mishubad Yoser L'Mishpatei HaTorah Mi'HaMelech. The Shofet is more Mishubad to the laws of the Torah than a Melech is. Mipnei Zeh. And because of this, his hira melech, that's why the melech has extra laws. Because he has the elastic power, so we need to counter that. Mipnei Zeh. Israel Melech v'tzivo she'ilo sefer Torah sheni v'yavi imo. The sefer Torah is always with him. V'zeo amru v'yikishito kisei ma'amachto v'kasav lo'etz mishnah Torah zos v'hais imo l'vilti rum l'vavo me'achav. So his heart is not raised up. The Ramban says ala Torah. That's the source for the Isra of Gaiva. V'lo'vilti sermon ha'mitzvah. Klomar, she'mitoch she'amelech ro'esh she'ina meshubah l'mishpadei ha'Torah kamo ha'shofet. Says the Ran, since a king looks around and sees that he is less meshubah to the laws of the Torah than a shofet or others, sarech ashamenik, he could build things and he could take away things. Sarech ashara meruba. L'vilti yasir menat mitzvah yamin asmol. He needs extra precautions. U'lo'vilti rum l'vavo me'achav. Kefi ha'yecholas ha'gadol she'nasan lo'ashem yizbarach. The shofet does not need. The shofet has no different laws than everyone else in Am Yisrael. That's the Ran why the Kohen Gadol has the extra mitzvah of having a sefer Torah, which we will see by the Shem later in this parak as well. So the Melech doesn't judge or is not judged. Isn't made. He does not do chalitza, right? Do the whole ceremony with the spitting and the shoe. That chalitza is not done, one might say, because it's not mechubad for the king to have the ceremony done in front of him. And chalitza is not done to his wife. Why isn't chalitza done to his wife? Let's finish the Mishnah and then we'll come back to that. Right? Why does not perform yibum v'lo miyabin l'ishto? Again, we'll see in the Gemara why not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ratzon lachlos, ol yabin zachol atov. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he can do yibum or chalitza, no problem. There's no issue of almana here. He can do it if he wants. Amru lo in shomin lo, and they said no, we don't listen to him. Again, this is going to get into the issues of kavod melech, whether one is going to be able to be mochel, as we will see. And one is not allowed to marry his almana, right? Separate from the mitzvah of yibum, as we mentioned, machlokes. One is not allowed to marry his almana. The Gemara will talk about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no se hamelech, almanaso shamelech. A different king can marry the almana of a king. Shekein matzinu, but David, shenas almanaso shoshol. Like David did, sheneemar, where? There's only one king before David, right? Shaul, unless you count Shaul's son for a little bit, but the ikar is that Shaul was the first. Sheneemar, vedra lecha, es beis adonecha, vesashay adonecha, bechekecha. Okay. Why is it? Let's talk about one halacha now that comes up really on tomorrow's daf, but there's a lot on tomorrow's daf as well, so we could talk about this now. So why can't a person do chalitza? Why doesn't a person do chalitza to the king's wife? Lo choleis, v'lo choz and lishto. So Rashi later on. It's printed later on, but it's on our Mishnah. That's why we can do this now. Rashi on the top of Yud Tesma Beis, v'lo choz and lishto. Second, third Rashi on top. Mipnei shasura linasei. Three words that have been written. A lot has been written about because a king's wife cannot zasa to marry. Right, but we'll see. There's the concept of ma'alim bakodesh v'lo moridin and sharbito shamelech. Right, so a king's wife cannot get is asur to marry anyone else. So therefore, there's no need for chalitza. Rashi seems to say clearly that chalitza is about being muteres linase to someone else. But if she's asura to marry anyone else anyway, so therefore there is no mitzvah of chalitza. And that is the a ha'ara that the Rishash makes here. The Rishash says, really? Is that the only thing that chalitza is about? It's only about a matir? There's no mitzvah element? Right, this is the sugya that has come up often. Matir versus mitzvah, says the Rishash. L'chora, hachanani. The mitzvah chalitza ain't a bechdeisha de mutaris linasa. It's not only as a matir. Ela shehi mitzvah mitama kamus. Right, it's a mitzvah. Me'itanu. Avim eno rotza linasi la'olam. I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. He says, if you look in the first Chacham Svi Simen Aleph, Mashmah the Daito Gamkein, right? The child he talks about, if you have a man who's 104 years old and a woman who's 102 years old and they have a situation of Chalitza, so they're not getting remarried. So there too, the Chacham Svi sounds like if they're not planning to get remarried, you don't have to do it. So it sounds like this. If we choose Chacham Svi, Mashmah the Daito Gamkein, Tim Eno Rotza Ein Kan Mitzvah, the Dover Zed Sarach Iyun. Says the Rishash, I don't understand. I think that it's not just about a matir. Yes, chalitza matirs a woman to get remarried, but there's also an element of mitzvah separate from the matir element. And then he quotes the Rambam b'chiburo hilchas malachim, he quotes, because there's no yibum possible, that's why there is no chalitza. And we'll have to see more of that in the Gemara. But either way, that's the Rishash's ha'ara that Rashi sounds like, it's just the matir element. Again, this is a major sugi. If you look in the Sefer HaKovetz, in the beginning of Yibam v'chalitza, Sefer HaKovetz is in the back of the Frankel Rambam, the first one, in Ilchas Yibam v'chalitza, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah, the Rambam's Lashon, in the beginning of Ilchas Yibam, is Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah, She Yibim Adam Eishas Achim Eyaviv, Beim Min HaNisua, Beim Min HaErsin, V'chulu, Min HaTorah Yenetzorach L'Kadesh, just do the Mitzvah of Yibam, and that is, if somebody doesn't want to do Yibam, so then we get into chalitza, but the Rama at the beginning is mitzvahs manaseh to do yibam. Says the Sefer HaKovetz, u'mitzvahs aseh zu pashut to kishar mitzvahs kemo shofar v'lulav v'domehen. This mitzvah is like all other mitzvahs, like shofar and lulav. V'imhi v'hu merutzim shalol liyabeh v'lo lachlotz. If they decide not, v'ritzona l'sheves galmuda v'aguna, and she doesn't want to get remarried anyway, bezdin kofin osam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. The language of the Kovetz best enforces them to be mekayim et varaya brura. What's my raya? That there's a mitzvah element. It's not just a matir from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf, which applies the principle of ase doche lo sase. The isalga daitach de ein bo mitzvah ki im berotzim bechiha ein ase doche lo sase. If it's only a rishus, then how can you say it is, you can apply the principle of Asidu Chalosase? He's assuming you cannot apply the principle of Asidu Chalosase to a mitzvah shal rishus, which is a question discussed in the Akron. It says, that's a raya. The raya that he brings, that's a raya by Yibum, not by Chalitza. So you might have been mechali between Yibum and Chalitza, but that's his suggestion. And then he quotes from the Rashba, the tshuva of the Rashba, Simen Yud Ches. What's that tshuva about? That's the long tshuva related to Birchas HaMitzvah. Why do all the mitzvahs that don't get brachos not get brachos? There he discusses, why don't you make a bracha on this mitzvah? So he says, if you look closely at that Rashba also, it's not like there's a mitzvah that you need to do, and v'li nere barur, the big sugya in the halacha l'maisa, and also the in terms of conceptual analysis. There is also an interesting tshuva of Chassam Sofer, who discusses this. Right? Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Dalad, meaning it's the second volume of Evan Ezra, Simen Pehei. He quotes, same case, elderly Yavam and Yavama. Ba'im b'yamim. She's kimush nami daitam v'ritzonam. Sheloli yave v'lo lachlots. Ki im lihishar zkukim zelazeh. Mipnei habusha u'mipnei ha-torach. It's a tircha to get to come to Bezdin, and a torach and busha. They don't want to go through chalitza. They're not into the ceremony. Yoz avdin, is that okay? Call Yakar, Hine Call Yakar, Rasa, Eno, En Abdolach. You've quoted all the sources, says the Chassam Sofer to the questioner. Vanir Lefi is Naiti da Pasha de Mavur. Balashan Rambam. Demaisi Atur. It's clear. Ubalashan Chuvas Aran. Demaisi Beis Yosef. Ubachumas Hadeshan. Tial Kalpanim. Im Shneem Merutzim. The Ein Beneim Shum Taina. Lo Machmas Mammon. O Dihi Baya Marliade. O Mebede Isho Shoyava. Bechadome. If they none of them have Tainas, they both agree. Ein Lebez and Alam Klum. I don't agree to that, Sefer HaKovetz. I don't think there's any kfiya here. Lo binyan chalitza v'lo liyibam klal. V'chein yesh lahavin mishas v'kama duchti. He doesn't quote which gemara is. He says it's clear in shas that you're known for us. V'chein kasav harav b'shmuel b'simen anal ba'atzmo. V'chein sevan achla shiva b'shtar chalitza. Ela shneim l'davar echon eskavnu. But there's a Zohar. There's a Zohar in Parshas Chukas, which is mashma that the mitzvah there's a mitzvah to do chalitza even if they don't have any plans to get married. V'hine says the Chasam Sofer. If it's really true that the Zohar really says it, then this is a machlokas, an example. A machlokas between the Nigla and the Nistar. Nigla says you don't have to do it. Nistar says you do. Hakfar Kasav Rabbeinu Beis Yosef. You look in the Beis Yosef in Arachayim and Sivin Chafei and Ilchus Tefillin. Ubamagan Avram Sham. Siv Katan Chaf. De Ein Lakuf Linho Kazohar. If the Nigla says no need and the Kabbalah says you have to, you don't have to force. The im who came bedavar shein aposkim mechulakim beferish mikolshkin kshachokim lehedya. And surely, if it's not clearly a zohar, a nistar that everybody agrees to, if it's a machlokes, raksha zohar machmir pshita shein biyadin lakuf lekayin varav v'day lanu sharutzel achmir shein maznichin oso aval lakuf afilu bedvarim lo shamanu. Right, we don't hold to that. That if there is, and then he goes into amnam hamayin yirish ain't got machlokes klal shagam azor lo amr le mitzvah shein a chalitza b'torah ki im kemitzas azeshol gerishin sharos a lifter. I think you could even understand the Zohar says the Chasam Sofer as saying mitzvah and non matir. I don't see that it is a kfiya either. Achazor hasam lo kamar shi mitzvah say ki imshu skula l'nishmas hameis v'yehei ke'ein gemilas chesed im hameisim v'u ke'ein amiris kaddish v'ein lakuf ha'isha afilu l'kfuraso v'koshken l'gmol chesed hazeh im hu la l'torach o mebri abusha o shum tam v'ein zeh kemitzvah zeh shvedesh l'mat ha'kofen alav afilu tztok im ha'chaim. See, this continues, and Lamaisa says that it is not a kfiya, even according to the Zohar, which some say says otherwise. Okay, we continue with the Gemara. Kohen Gadol, Don Pshita. The Kohen Gadol can be a judge, Pshita, so why wouldn't he be able to be a judge? Kohen Gadol can be a judge. Don Oso, it's Trichala. You're right, no Chiddush. Don in Oso, that he could be judged. That's the Chiddush. Rashi, Sakada the Chamina, lo lizalzel lamesi kame bedina. He shouldn't be mezulzal to come to Bezdin. Again, this does not mean that Bezdin, Kohen Gadol could do whatever he wants. As is known, right? We don't believe in the infallibility of the clergy. We believe that Kohen Gadol can make mistakes, the Melech can make mistakes, everybody can make mistakes. So, even though you have to figure out a way to bring him to Mishpat, but you might have thought that he wouldn't come to Bezdin because of the Zilzal. And the answer is no, he can't come to Bezdin. Hanami Pshita, what do you say? But don't those go together? Ilo dainin ale, iu hechi dayin. If he is not judged, then obviously he wouldn't be able to judge. Roy, Vaksi, Viskoshu, Vakoshu, the Pasuk in Tzvanya, gather yourself a Koshu and then gather for others. Vama Rish Lakish, Kshot Atzmecha, V'achaka Kshot Acherim, right? A phrase that is taken out of context in many different areas, right? First work on yourself. Right, like the Rebbe Reb Zusha or whoever said it about, you know, I wanted to change the world, I realized I can only change my city, my family, myself. Right, first we have to work on ourselves. And after that we could branch out. Let's finish and then we'll quote some others. Ella, I need to go, but you see, right. So once you say that he can be judged, so then obviously he can judge. Ella, I need to kaboy lemisvi melech lo don v'lo don no so. Since we say these halachas by a melech, tonanami kohen gadol don v'donin. Once we're going to talk about it by a melech, so we talk about a kohen gadol also. This quote of Hiskoshu v'koshu is quoted by many in various contexts. The Sefer Chasidim quotes it in Simon Hay, right towards the beginning of the Sefer. He talks about the mitzvah of tochacha. Says after a long piece about tochacha, he says, and don't try to give tochacha if you're not following what you're giving tochacha about. Hocheach tochiach hazam isecha mitzave osanu lochiach kalechan miYisrael shemisya'esh umisatzel ba'atzmo. If somebody's given up on themselves, afilu ba'achas ben mitzvahs ramachasei osheya over lachas mitzvahs losasei ha'amurim. Right, we have to try to give tochacha in the proper way. But he says in the continuation, v'chayev osah mochiach lochiach atzmo min ha'avera. We have to give tochacha to ourselves. Uli yasher durachav kodem sheyochiach es chaveiro shem lo yasakein lo yikabu mena chaveiro. Right, if I'm giving tochacha, then he's going to look at me and say, "Oh yeah, hey, who are you to give tochacha? Are you perfect in this area?" Shekach amru is koshu shuvakoshu kshoratz b'chav yachachak kshorachirim v'lo yeh adam moneya mechaveiro Adasher Yelech Baderach Yashar Ula Hisrachek Min Ha'Avera B'Divrei Ha'Olam U'B'Divrei Shamayim. And therefore, one has to be very aware that before giving tochacha to a child, to a student, right, it has to be do as I do, not only do as I say. Right, the Rav Schwab has a beautiful piece which has been mentioned in Parshas Shirim in past years, in Parshas Naso, where the pasuk by Eishes Manoach, by the mother and the father of Shimshon, right, what happens? So the Eishes Manoach has a vision of the Malach. You're going to have a child, and you're going to have to treat him in a certain way, and you're not allowed to drink wine, or v'chulu, treat him like a nazir. And then the Manoach says, I don't understand anything you said. What did the Malach say? Let's dive into have the Malach come again. The Malach comes again and basically says the same thing, and he says, now I understand. So the Rabbi Schwab asks there in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva, the Malach said, told him the same thing that the wife told him, right? What was the chiddush that was added on? So Rav Schwab talks about how Tishamer could mean you or she. Meaning, the first time it might have meant that, yeah, this is what she has, so she can't drink wine because that's going to go to the baby. But now the Malach has been Mechadesh. No, you want your son to be a Nazir, you have to be a Nazir. Right? Tishamer can mean you, not just she. And therefore, what the Rav Schwab says, that what the Malach is teaching, Manoach and us, is that you want your son to be a Nazir, you have to be a Nazir. You want your son to learn Torah, you have to learn Torah. You want your son to be a Baal Chesed, you have to be a Baal Chesed. Right? And we learn by example. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has an important tshuva relating to his kosher tshuva kosher, when he quotes this also, where he talks about a very important tshuva, where he talks about a teacher and a principal in yeshiva, different advice that he gives. This is in Yaradea Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Aleph. Hanhagas Moreb Yeshiva. He wrote this in 1972. He talks about how we have to try to teach on their level and teach them emuna and not just to be yotze. I gave my class and I'm done. Right, even if they don't understand it. No, we have to try to do it in a way that really gets into their hearts, so we have to be excited about it, and they have to be mamik in their muna, and then show Hashem is amazing. And as he writes many times in various svarim of his, and we have to make sure that it's not a burden, right? If the children see it's a burden to be an Orthodox Jew, to be an Eved Hashem, then they'll say, I don't need this burden. It has to be, it's amazing to be a Jew. And he says, Ach Adam and Avon, Ein lo shum nisayon. It's not a nisayon, they have to see that it gives us such a chizuk. And don't have yeyush when some of the talmidim don't follow. And Moshe goes through everything. And then, in the second half of the tshuva, he goes into, Hinei, b'medina seinu, meirov habracha shenazan Hashem yisvarach. Hashem gave us so much. Yish ratzon v'tayve gedol al anos olam hazeh. B'chol atanugim, our greatest challenge, says Moshe. He lived, he wrote this 45 years ago. But Rav Moshe says, the greatest challenge that we have today is the Hanas Olam Hazeh. Shekorin Lazeh, good time. Gimel Vav Dalet, Tes Yud Yud Mem. That's what everybody wants to have today. A good time. Shekam Zeh, Davar Makalkas Adam Ma'od. Right, the fun. Right, what does it say in the certain important documents? Right, the pursuit of happiness. That's the pursuit. That's what we run after. That's not the means, that's the ends. The pursuit of happiness, that's not what we believe in. Right? We believe in using it as a springboard to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's what we have to work against as teachers. But then in the last paragraph, he gets into our issue. Ubisov davar ani omer, he says, all principals, all teachers have to be the role models for the kids. Shetzorech liros morim yirei Hashem yisbarach va'o avei Torah umedaktikim mitzvahs v'chein tzrichim lios hamenalim shem ha principles. If you have a math teacher, if you have a science teacher, others, or medicine, then you can do whatever you want in your real life. Aval av sheyu bein amenal, our principal in Amoram Tamicha Chamim, he says, you have to do it, you have to have shalom v'shalva, everybody has to get along with each other. Important tshuva, Rav Moshe has, there, gimel, ayin, aleph. That's kshot atzmacha, v'achar kak kshot acherim, again, a lot more, give a whole shiur on just that idea. But we continue. So, why does it have to talk about that a king, a Kohen Gadol, can be judged? So number one, to be parallel, v'yibay yisem, a third wide line, hakamash v'lankin etanya, maybe the chiddush is as follows, the following case, Kohen Gadol sharagas a nefesh, If a Kohen Gadol killed somebody, b'mezid neharag, if it's on purpose, then he is killed, b'shogeg gola, and he goes to galus, but over alaseh ba'alosa say, and he violates mitzvos. We'll see what that means. V'hariyu kehedyo l'chol dvarav, means like a hedyo. Kechol dvarav. That's the chiddush of we are done him. So Gemara says, so what's the chiddush of that? B'mezid neharag, pshita, obviously, if he kills, he's chayav misa. B'shogeg gola, tzrichalei, the chiddush is shogeg. Hanami pshita. No, it's the following chiddush. Sakad adachamina. Ho, v'ksiv, v'yashabad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol. We know somebody who kills b'shogeg sits in Ari Mikwan until a kohen gadol dies. Eima called the islay takanta v'chazara ligli. Maybe we should say anyone who is going to leave when the kohen gadol dies, so then he goes to galus. To leslay takanta v'chazara lo ligli. But if he's not going to leave because he is the kohen gadol and he's never going to leave then, so then he shouldn't even go to galus in the first place. Only if there's a way out does he go. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Makos, Hahori Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol Shorek Hazanefesh in Yotzi Misham La'olam. He can never leave. So Emel Oligli. So maybe he shouldn't go to Galus in the first place. Kamash Malan. He goes, and that's the Chiddush that we're done him to go to Galus. The Emel Chinami. Maybe it's true. Amar Kro Lanu Shama Kol Rotzeach. I feel the Kohen Gadol B'Mashva. Every Rotzeach runs there, even a Kohen Gadol. Is going to run there. Tosis points out, based on the Gemara there, this must be talking about a case where they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol before he had Gemar Din, because then he would leave when that Kohen Gadol dies. Or I should say, and there is no other Kohen Gadol at the time, right? The Gemara there talks about any Kohen Gadol's death sets him free. Mashuach Sha'avar, Mashuach Melchama, so it must be that there are no other Kohen Gadols, at that time. Good. Says the Gemara, just continuing the brisa that we just quoted, before we get back to the other halachas of the Mishnah. Over alaseh ba'losase. The Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol violates an aseh and a losase. What does that mean? Losagi de lo avar. What he always violates. There's no way he doesn't violate. Hachi kamar. Im avar alaseh ba'losase. Har yuke hedyo l'chol dvarav. Right. If he violates an aseh and a losase, he's like a hedyo. Meaning he's judged with three. The Kohen Gadol is judged with three. Says the Gemara pshita. Why would we have thought otherwise? Right, if a Kohen Gadol has a Dini Maminis case, right, or a Kohen Gadol has a case of Malkus, Sakad Adachamina Ho, but it's not in done in Loas HaShevet. Since it says later in the Mishnah, back on that base, Lord, we don't judge the Shevet. Loas HaShevet, Loas HaNavi Shekev, Loas Kohen Gadol, Elapi Bezer Shashem Yechad, a Kohen Gadol is judged 71. V'yamar Vadabar Ava, Kol Hadavar HaGadol Yavi Yoylecha, Dvarav Shel Gadol. As we had, that means the Dvarav of a Kohen Gadol is judged in front of 71. Ema Kol Dvarav Shel Gadol. I might think that means all Dvarav Shel Gadol. Right, even non-Misas Bezdin. Right, maybe Stam Averis of Malkus should be judged in front of a Bezdin of 71. Kamash Balan, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Right? He's Kehedyo L'Chodvarav, he doesn't need the Bezin of 71 to judge his monetary or Malkus cases. V'yama HaChanami, how do you know that that's true? Miksiv Divrei Gadol. Hadavar HaGadolksiv Davar Gadol Mamish. So, it is limited. The Rambam, again, just to mention it, and the Achronim discuss where the Rambam gets this from, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin discusses, at the end of Perek Yud Zayin, about a Kohen Gadol Etzchote. The Rambam says, Kohen Gadol Shechata Loke Bishlosha, Kishar Ha'am, and then he adds in two words, based on a Yerushalmi and a discussion in Maseches Harios, the Chozer Ligdulaso. And after he gets Malkus, right, he gets Malkus, then he goes back to being the Kohen Gadol. Avol Rosh Yeshiva, Shechata, Malkin Oso Bifnei Shlosha, Ve'eno Chozer Lishraraso, Gam Eno Chozer Lioske Echel Misharas Sanhedrin, Shemalin Bakodesh, Velo Moridin. That's the Rambam, the chiluk between a Kohen Gadol and a Rosh Yeshiva. Again, just to mention it, look at the Kesef Mishnah here and the Radvaz, where exactly the Rambam got it from. The Radvaz quotes our Gemara about Har Yikahedi v'Chodvarav, and then quotes that Yerushalmi Kohen Gadol Shechata Malkin Oso Ve'Mavir Oso Migdulaso. Right, and quotes maybe that's different than the Nasi. V'Dafka Kohen Gadol, reading from the Radvaz, Machzir Oso Migdulaso Mishum Tachsiv Kinezir Alokov Al Rosho. Aval Nasi Delok Sibbe Ein Machzirin Ve'Ein Chozer like the Rambam says. Good. Made him Eden or so. He, the Kohen Gadol, gives testimony, and testimony is given about him. So Meir Vatanya, does he really give testimony? Isn't that beneath his kavod? And we know there's a concept of kavod abrius, that some mitzvahs that are beneath one's kavod, one is pater from doing. Vatanya visalamta, pamim shata misaleim, upamim shiata misaleim. Sometimes you turn away from the mitzvah, sometimes not. Hakeitzad, Kohen v'lo b'beis ha'kfaris. Zaka v'ein l'fi kvoto. Oshay zem alacha meruba, shelo meruba mishal chaveiro, by the mitzvah v'ashav ha'saveida, if it's beneath his kavod to return the item, so then, or he's going to lose money, or it's v'ein z'in b'beis ha'kfaris, so he doesn't do it. L'kach v'emar v'es alamta. Right? So therefore, don't you see that sometimes it's beneath his kavod? Right? The Tosas points out that these p'turim are only by dinei mamonis, not by isra v'heter. If the issue is isra v'heter, then there's no kavod for a person when it comes to kvod Hashem. But in by dinei mamonis. So why does he have to go and be meid? So Rav Yosef, meid lemelech. If he's giving testimony for a king, that's not beneath his kavod. About a king. What do you mean? You can't give testimony about a king. He's not testified about. We'll see why. So the prince, the son of a king. Ben Melech Hedyodu. See, he's not a king. He's just like everybody else. So isn't this beneath his covet? He's a maid before the king. Rashi explains that the king is the judge. Right, so that's not beneath his covet for the Kohen Gadol to come and be made if the king is the judge. But didn't we learn that we're not Moshe and Melech in the Sanhedrin? Right, Tosfos discusses why don't we quote from the Mishnah? Why do we quote from this Braisa? Either way, Mishum Yakra de Kohen Gadol, because of the covet of the Kohen Gadol, it's like circular. The Kohen Gadol is coming to give a testimony, Asav Yosef. He comes and he sits. Rashi says, we're going back to the answer of Ben Melech. The Melech is sitting there, and in his presence, his son is being judged, that's why the Kohen Gadol comes. Mekabli Nile Slasaduse. So if they get, they have Kabbalah Sa'edus, Kaihu, and then afterwards he gets up, Azil Umayin Ile Anan Bedine. Then he leaves, and we'll be Ma'ayin in the din. So we come up with a Rukimta, that the Kohen Gadol is going to give testimony, and the king is sitting there, and it's not beneath his covet. Good. Gufa, the Tosefta says, Ein Moshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin, the Melech cannot be part of this Sanhedrin. Why? V'lo Melech, we'll see why. V'lo Melech Kohen Gadol B'Ibra Hashanah, and the Melech Kohen Gadol cannot take part in the decision to add on a month for the year. Melech B'Sanhedrin D'Chsiv. You can't argue on him. We're going to have later on that if you start giving the opinions in Beis Din from the lowest Dayan, so therefore there's not a problem. But here the Melech is going to have to go first because of his stature, and therefore you're not going to be able to argue on him. So that's why he can't be part of the Sanhedrin. Lo Melech Gadol B'Ibra Hashanah. They can't be part of Ibra Hashanah. Melech Mishum Af Sanya. What is that? That means the king gives a certain amount of wages for the year, an annual wages to the army. So if he gets an extra month in there, it's better for him. Because then it's an extra month that he split up based on the money that he gave already. See, with Dafka won an extra month. So therefore he would be biased. So therefore he can't be part of the Nogambadavar. He can't be part of the decision making. And Kohen Gadol Mishum Tzina. And the Kohen Gadol Mishum Tzina. What does that mean? Discussion Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says because the Kohen Gadol wants Sukkis, Yom Kippur to be earlier. If you push her off a month, it's going to be later. It's going to be colder. Right? He has to go to the mikvah a bunch of times. He has to be involved in water on Yom Kippur. And therefore, he would rather not have the holidays later. Chamesh Tfilas Vasar Kiddushin. Right? Tosfos says maybe it just has to do with being barefoot. But that's the Gemara. Amar Papa. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? The fact that the Kohen Gadol would not want to push off the month, because if you would push off the month, then the weather of the what it was supposed to be in Cheshvan will now be in Tishrei. You know what that's called? Shma Mina Shasa Basa Yarcha Azil. That means the weather comes in a distinct time period, no matter what the month it is. That's what's clear from Rav Papa says from this discussion. The Kohen Gadol would want to not push it off because then the weather for Tishrei for Cheshvan would come in Tishrei. So also is that really true? That's how the weather works? The weather switches around. V'yohanach b'moroi bakar. But there were three shepherds. Avikaimi. They were standing v'shamina rabbanan dekaamri. And the rabbanan heard them talking. And one said, Im bakir v'lakish kechada yanitz. If the early and late ripenings happen at the same time, denu adar, that's a sign of adar. V'yam lav, and if not, lazed in adar, then it's not adar. V'chada amar im tor bitzvar b'teleg yamus. If an ox in the morning snow, and he's freezing, Yamuz, he dies, ubetira, and that same day in the afternoon, betul te'ena yidmoch, in the shade of the te'ena tree, he sleeps, because he's very hot, yishalach mashchei, and he rubs his skin, deinu adar. That's adar. V'imlav leis din adar. And we'll see what you see from here in a second. V'chad amar, the third, Roy Bucker said, im kidum takif lachda yehe, if the wind, the strong east wind is very strong, but still yipach beloech, nothing lakivle, you could blow against it, right, and you're able to, your breath could go against this wind, deinu adar, v'imlav leis din adar. What do you see from all of that? That all these, sayings that the shepherd said, and the Ibru Rabbanan Aishasa, and the Rabbanan, made an Ibru Hashanah that year because of what the shepherds say. What do you see from those shepherds? They're saying, by definition, certain months have certain weathers. And if it's not those, that weather, it's not that month. But wait a second, we just saw from the Kohen Gadol, the weather of Cheshvan might turn into the weather of Tishrei. What do you mean? I thought the month is, it reflects the weather, right? That's the Basar Yarcha or Lav Basar Yarcha. Lav Basar Yarcha, that's the question. The weather always comes out in the appropriate month. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, if it is for Rabbanan Aravasa Samech, you think the rabbis really relied on these shepherds, and that was the reason? El Rabbanan Achush Benayu Samech. There were other reasons, like we said earlier, for the extra month to be added on. Veroi Bakar is Tayue who to come is Tayim Il Sayu. They just helped out. It was a Siyua, but that wasn't the real reason why they were Ma'abra the Shana, and therefore we could still hold that Shasa Barso Yarcha Azel. That sometimes the weather might the same weather might be in different months, and that's why the Kohen Gadol cannot be part of the decision, because he would want to make sure that it is warmer on Yom Kippur, so he wouldn't have to go through all the tefillos and the kiddushin. So that's why he cannot be part of the decision making. Okay, we'll have to stop here. A lot more, but we will stop.